What's good, guys? It's been a long time since I've done one of these, audio podcasts. It's been a minute. A long minute. And I think I'm going to get back to it. Why? Because these podcasts, these audio podcasts I'm putting on, I'm in the car right now. But these audio podcasts, they're different because it's intimate. It's me. It's okay. Guys, I'm in a car. I'm driving to a this. I work for the city of Torrance, and you know, I'm on my way to work. On my way to a place where, anyway, I have a hustle, a nice little gig. You know, I don't knock the 9-to-5s. I don't knock the 9-to-5ers, you know, because, you know, I'm doing it, right? And we all need to understand how to make some money, so fuck it. Everybody are not entrepreneurs and big billionaires that can just start off out of their mom's garage or something like that. So, we got to get it how we get it, people. The working class people. The people who see their kids every day, who have dreams they want to accomplish, but who make what we think more decisions, you know, to our own belief. We make more of these decisions on life that let us not see our dreams in a way where we can't take it and be bold on it. Just be bold, you know? Sometimes your kid needs to see you in that boldness. You know? That's what I be thinking sometimes. I mean, shit. And again, I am a father who has a life of what I consider wildness. But it's not on the wildness where everybody may say, like, oh, yeah, this is wild. Where you got crazy people with guns running around in the streets and your family out there shooting and doing crazy stuff in your, you know, it's just not that wild. What I mean wild is mental. Because because we're not here for that. People are not determined enough. People have a weak way, of thinking on life. I mean, shit. I used to have that sometime about certain aspects and the things that I was into, so shit. Hey, we are there, right? But, I don't know, man. After a while, I kind of think that a person would fucking get it. Like, they would fucking understand that I'm going through an everyday. I'm going through a replay. Like, it's a replay every fucking day. Like, if you have a job and you work at a job, or if you have a career where you're entertaining people, or if you're like some high-end architect, you know, who's like building a stratosphere of fucking Vegas or some shit. Like, unless you hear these things, you know what I mean? Like, these are the things that I'm like, because sometimes I be scrambling in my brain, so I just be going through so many different things. Sometimes I don't know if people can catch me. I don't know if they kind of get me sometimes. I I've never been a really expressive kid. I've never had the chance to express myself in a lot of ways. To really show, like, what I'm really saying and seeing, but, like, what I'm really trying to convey to the audience and to the people. You know? Life is not hard. We make it hard. Like, there's too many people who are not willing to really just go for their dreams. Just go for it. Why the fuck? I don't understand how you can sit there, wallow in the motherfucking the willpower procrastination. Like, who wants to just sit there and just wallow in the willpower of procrastination? That's fucking weird when you really think about it, because that's how it comes off. Because we tend to have a willpower, or not we, but people tend to have a willpower to, like, I don't know, like, fucking just want to, I want it, instead of just fucking doing it. Like, people want, they just have a, just thrive off of just wanting to have it. Oh, I want to have that. Oh, I want to do that. Oh, that looks nice. I would like to do that. Right? Well, fucking do it. Just put your mouth, you know. It's that sometimes people are not willing to go through what it takes to process. A lot of people fucking falls off, man. They fall off the process. They fall out of the process. And the only ones that win are the underestimated ones. The one that you thought was going to fall off the process because they had it so hard or whatever. Or they weren't as lookable or professional, or they didn't have the, they weren't as talented, you know. Or they weren't as skillful. But for some reason, for them to get to that point made them that much talented, made them that much skillful, made them that much richer. Like, you know, people don't have enough discipline. Like, how you gonna want $1 billion and not willing to go through financial troubles? It's like, well, duh, you want $1 billion. You gotta know how to handle money. Like, you gotta know what money does. You gotta know how to sell a fucking product. You gotta know what the people want. You gotta be able to create an essential product that, like, can be used through a fucking COVID situation or a fucking pandemic. You know what I mean? Like, when the whole world is shut down, like, are you the billionaire that's able to keep the world thriving? Well, shit, that's how you become a trillionaire. I mean, I guess, you know, like, sometimes I just be in my head, I be talking to myself and shit. You know, these are the things that I be thinking about, because it mind boggles me, and I think that hurts me more. Because I be wanting to see people grow. I want to be in a society where people are together. And, like, not together and, like, where we just kumbaya and shit. No, everybody should be able to carry a gun. You can't trust anybody, shit. I get it. But the whole point is, if we could just operate in a society where, you know, where people are operating on the same frequency. Like, I have this dream. You have this dream. I believe we can achieve this dream together. I can get what I want out of this dream. You get what you want. And we can be able to be more successful because we created that together and tend to go off and do our own things. Like, people don't have the sense of willpower of work togetherness. Like, have a willpower of work togetherness. You know? Like, I remember when I was on tour with an artist. Well, not an artist, a band that I was on tour with. And we would go do these shows and shit. And I just had a willpower of wanting to have an excellent performance show. But this person really didn't care. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't really care about having a professional, I mean, having an intense, entertaining show. I'm like, bro, we can get more bang for our buck if we give the people more of just great entertainment. And for some reason, this cat named Andy Frasco, he didn't understand that. And I'm not putting nobody out there. I'm not saying nobody is wrong for what they do. But he didn't want to. He didn't see the fact of, like, having a better show. You can't just have the same thing every day and expect to have... It's like doing the same thing, what Einstein said it, I believe. You know what I mean? I'm not too, like, great on it, on the quote. But to do the same thing every day is insanity or some shit. You know what I mean? Oh, no, to do the same thing but expect different results is insanity, you know. So I don't know. I just always wanted to intensify the entertaining of the show. Whether we was doing more funky music, whether we was doing more hit, you know, more bluesy music, you know, but let's incorporate different vibes and different grooves and different Latin alternatives and shit, like entertain the people. I mean, cause it's not like his singing was like the greatest, right? It's not like he's not a fucking, I mean, shit, I'm not gonna say I'm the best fucking drummer or best writer or producer. I mean, I get it, you know, but I am in my eyes. Fuck that, I'm the motherfucking genius, you know. But Amy Winehouse could have still smashed it. I mean, in a way, like he wasn't on that level, right? He was trying to have some urban hit. He was trying to get, I remember he was trying to write some records with Chance the Rapper. Not with Chance, I'm sorry, let me take that back. He wanted me to come up with some production that sound like it was from Chance the Rapper. Okay. Right? And I'm just like, yo, what the fuck? Like, that's cool for Chance, but you and you, like, we should incorporate more having, like, what are we doing here? You know? So, I mean, hey, Miss Lady. It's a lady looking at me next. Old white lady. She cool. She look good, too. She's like a gilf. A gilf. Anyway, I'm driving. I'm just saying, man, some people just don't have the willpower of wanting better. He used to tell me this shit, too. He used to tell me this shit about willpower. Andy Frasca, we'd be in the car and on our way to like the hotel or getting ready for a show. He would tell me, like, we would have these conversations where he would drop these little gems. I'd be like, yo, you gotta have the willpower to get up every morning, call booking agents, call talent buyers, call promoters, send them emails, send them PR press. And you got to make sure that they're doing it, that they're on time. And then you got to do it in a timely manner. And the way you do it is how you, you know, is effective. And, you know, I mean, he would drop these little gems, you know what I mean? It's just that, you know, I always said that he always had, like, a great business aspect. I always believed that. Is this lady in my lane? Oh, no, she's an entertainer lady. Always said he had a great creative business aspect, right? He knew how to get to the bag. He knew how to get people on, you know, involved. And I thought that was beautiful. That's like an art. The willpower of business is art. Like, he had it down pat. I ain't gonna lie. I can't sit here and lie on that man and say his business was on point. That'd be stupid as fuck. I would not be genuine. My motherfucking integrity would never be questioned. So I'ma always do what's right. Even when sometimes I know I don't have to. But because game recognized game. And he had a great business mind when it came to selling a product, selling music, getting on different shows, creating content, you know, on yourself, right? To where now he's in China, he's performing in big venues and stuff like that, right? Great business mind. And only thing that we would have that would throw him off is I have the it package. I have the production. I have the sound. I have the drumming. I have the culture. Ooh, So you would think it would be like on this Jimmy Iovine and what's that? Like a Jimmy Iovine and Dr. Dre, right? We had this vision one day. He was like, "Yeah, man, you could be Dre and I could be Jimmy." Hey, man, look, and I was cool with that. I knew he's a Jew, and I knew he's, you know, he gonna Jew that money. He gonna Jew that money. He gonna Jew it up. I know. But that never crossed my mind when it came to working with him, because I didn't look at him as like that. Like, I looked at him as more as like a brother, you know what I mean? He was more like a younger brother. Man, he was only like a year younger than me, but the whole point was like, you know, we had a lot of fun brother times, you know. You know, talking to each other, you know, just having male conversations and being able to like fight. Like, we would have some of the craziest fights on tours, you know. And, you know, there was some type of willpower there where I just had a willpower of just wanting to have a great relationship with a band member and a brother figure, you know what I mean? I know his moms, I know his dad, you know what I mean? And his family, you know. I used to go over there, hang out at his house, you know what I mean? We talk about a close-knit group here, you know. But I knew I had the it package, the touch, the thing that brought the soul in it, the thing that brought the vibe, the thing that created culture inside of it. Right? And don't get me wrong. Did I go off and do my own thing and made a lot of money? Oh, yeah, buddy. You know? Oh, yeah, buddy. And yes, he's gone off and made a lot of money. So it's just that you gotta have the willpower of determination. The whole point of it is, at the end of the story, if me and that dude never ever got together and worked again, people, the whole point is, you gotta have the willpower of determination. You gotta be able to want to set up your happiness. Have the willpower of wanting to set up your happiness. Sometimes you gotta go through a fight to set up that happiness. Like, what frequency are you operating on? You know? Understand the frequency you're operating on. You can't expect to get blueberries if you fucking operating on apples. Like, come on. It doesn't make sense. I know. It doesn't fucking make sense. But I gotta write a new record. I gotta write a new song, man. And I gotta do more music videos. So, we get up out of here. Driving. Shit. Gang Gang. Tribe Nation. It's personal.